you're not talking to somebody who woke up a loser. I don't think United States is a loser. Our industry is not a loser. And that.
NVIDIA is finally ripping the Band-Aid off, and it's no longer reporting gaming revenue separately in its earnings. And this is at a time when NVIDIA has been promoting terminal-based cloud-connected computing instead of owning computers.
There's no question my ambition has changed. You know, I wanted to be somebody to do something, make a contribution, but that was the old Jensen. You know, the new Jensen, I got big ambitions now.
The world moved away from those centralized computing environments towards everybody just using laptops. This is today's computing environment.
Yesterday's computing was largely about personal computing. In the future, it's going to be about personal AI. Those billions of agents will all use tools, and those tools are going to be like, you know, like PCs, just like us humans using PCs today. In the future, you'll have an agent using PC.
We're also going to see personal AI. Instead of personal computers, we want personal AI.
During NVIDIA's quarterly earnings, NVIDIA announced a change in how it will report revenue for its businesses. Starting this fiscal year, NVIDIA will lump gaming revenue in alongside robotics, automotive, AI RAN, base stations, and workstation products as part of an edge computing category. NVIDIA says, quote, edge computing highlights data processing devices for agentic and physical AI, including PCs, game consoles, workstations, AI RAN base stations, robotics, and automotive, end quote. So to just put a really fine point on this, they are saying that PCs and game consoles are computing devices for AI agents. Just really want to make sure people caught that, because that's a big change in what they're openly saying. In some ways, I guess it's vindicating for NVIDIA to finally be saying publicly what we've been talking about is happening for like the last year now. But in other ways, you know, it's them no longer pretending. And the change will make it difficult, if not impossible, to determine how much NVIDIA makes from gaming, which means it will now be difficult to measure that market separately. And NVIDIA having 95% of that market means that it is the sort of bellwether for the entire industry of PC DIY. So it's going to be a lot harder to understand the industry health at a glance. And that obfuscation, we think, is intentional. This also follows a recent new lawsuit separate from other prior fines, alleging that NVIDIA hid its crypto mining revenue previously and failed to separate it from gaming figures. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has made it clear, now that he has 90 to 95% of the gaming market share, that he wants to move on from NVIDIA's roots. At a time when NVIDIA's partners are trying to work with residential landlords and homeowners to distribute mini data centers into front yards around the world, and not even for use by those landlords or homeowners, but rather to use their electricity and their internet to give them effectively nothing in return, it maybe isn't a surprise that NVIDIA has gone in this direction. Their partner in this mini data center in the yard rollout even talks about how people can subscribe to cloud gaming and get closer access, as in lower ping, by having the server in their yard. But they don't own it, and they can't directly access it. So it's subscribing to a thing that is parasitically leeching off of your power and your internet, meaning the hardware exists and it's right there, 5 feet away, but you don't own it, and you pay every month to maybe contact that particular hub of the distributed gaming service. This is a real thing, by the way. Like, this isn't the point of today's video, but this is a real thing by a company that has actual products. We have a whole video coming out on that one. It'll probably be on our GNCA channel, which you can find, just type GNCA into YouTube, you'll find us. But the point is, this seems to be where all of NVIDIA's partners are pointed as well. Before that, this video is brought to you by Thermaltake and the TR200 WS Micro Chassis, a micro ATX stout case. It includes an optional 5.25 bay for either a screen or 5.25 drives. The case has a highly perforated side panel, a color accent front styled like other popular cases, can fit radiators and closed loop liquid coolers in the top, up to 360mm claimed support, and a total of 7 120mm fan mounting locations between the top, bottom, and rear of the case. Max CPU tower cooler clearance is claimed at 175mm and GPU clearance at 365mm. The chassis provides a portable, highly compatible box for your builds. Learn more at the link in the description below. On May 20th, NVIDIA released its first quarter earnings for the fiscal year 2027. It reports that way. In what has become a pattern, NVIDIA set new revenue records. NVIDIA generated $81.6 billion in revenue in the quarter, an increase of 85% from 1 year ago. Our back-of-the-napkin math says NVIDIA made about $900 million per day during the first quarter. The vast majority of NVIDIA's revenue came from data centers. In the quarter, NVIDIA made $75.2 billion in data center revenue, an increase of 92% year-over-year and 21% quarter-over-quarter. NVIDIA said that its Blackwell platform has been, quote, adopted and deployed by every major hyperscaler, every cloud provider, and every model builder, end quote.
The Blackwell, do you know what the Blackwell is? The Blackwell is super duper advanced.
NVIDIA's crazy growth shown might not persist in at least that fashion. NVIDIA forecasted revenue to be $91 billion in the second quarter, plus or minus 2%. NVIDIA also isn't officially taking any data center revenue from China into account for its forecast, as the company has repeatedly claimed that its market share in China is 0%, which we believe to be false. NVIDIA wrote, quote, under the previous submarkets, data center compute revenue was a record $60.4 billion, up 77% from a year ago and up 18% sequentially. Data center networking revenue was a record $14.8 billion, up 199% from a year ago and up 35% sequentially, end quote. As for gaming, thanks to the reporting change, the closest we can now get is the edge computing revenue. For that category, NVIDIA claims a $6.4 billion revenue, which it says is up 10% quarter on quarter and 29% year-on-year. For reference, NVIDIA's gaming revenue in the prior earnings report was $3.7 billion. At the time, NVIDIA claimed that was up 47% year-over-year, thanks to the RTX 50 launch that happened within that year, but down 13% from the prior quarter. In other words, despite being up overall, the down quarter was projecting a potential bloodbath for the most recent report, which we think is probably why NVIDIA hid the gaming revenue away within edge computing to combine all of its kind of failed projects or smaller revenue streams into one big group and pump the numbers a little bit. It's starting to trend down, though, gaming, in a dire way that maybe it would spook investors. Obviously, they're more interested in the data center revenue, but big investors, they just want to see money go up everywhere. So if it starts going down, that might be a mark for concern for them. NVIDIA did do $16 billion in gaming revenue for the year, the full year, and that's still a huge market. It's just no longer one that NVIDIA is interested in serving. And unfortunately, AMD doesn't really seem interested in competing there either. Intel is roughly 4 to 5% owned by NVIDIA, so kind of questionable what their game plan is for that. And at best, we might be looking to Chinese GPUs to bail us out on the gaming side, like LiSuan or something. And certainly they would be happy to capture a $16 billion market or even a quarter of it, even a quarter of a quarter of it, because this is, it's a huge market. It's just not big enough for NVIDIA to give a shit anymore. And because of the startup cost to make a gaming GPU, not that many companies can just jump in and do it. And also the ones that exist who might be able to are partly owned by NVIDIA or literally related by blood to NVIDIA through the leadership team. As for NVIDIA, investors are still all hype on NVIDIA.
One of those top headlines when it comes to businesses is about NVIDIA. Have you heard about it? Have you heard that they pretty much just have been printing money left and right?
This is no longer a GPU company, right? It is the fact that they are an infrastructure company.
There is still, unrelenting demand for the product NVIDIA sells.
The result was fantastic. They are in good shape. They probably have more visibility than this business has ever had. And they are orchestrating the AI build out.
There's no end to the AI growth set, that's for sure. And NVIDIA sits at the heart of that.
NVIDIA began as a graphics company making products for gamers. Now, NVIDIA's gaming revenue is buried within other businesses. NVIDIA's reporting has emphasized for a while that it is a, quote, full stack AI infrastructure company powering the world's AI factories, end quote. AI factories, we think, is clever rebranding of a different word, data centers, which employ almost nobody, to make it sound like it's a blue-collar, hardworking type of job that'll staff a lot of people in some big building by blue-collar washing it. But it's data centers. And NVIDIA's changes are happening while we're witnessing the collapse of personal computing. AI data centers are consuming vast amounts of silicon, money, and resources, with prices for memory and storage skyrocketing, Multiple analyst firms expect the personal computing market to contract this year, with Gartner reporting the obvious. Quote, surging memory costs will reduce global PC and smartphone shipments in 2026, end quote, citing a fall of 10.4% and 8.4% respectively, and declaring the death of the sub-$500 computer market. Now, that market has been dead for quite some time now, but they are also including non-gaming there, which also has been dead for some time thanks to the RAM. IDC is also expecting a decline of 11.3% for global shipments for PC in 2026. NVIDIA, meanwhile, is the largest company in the world by market cap and is funding the AI ecosystem and bubble. NVIDIA makes tens of billions of dollars every quarter. So for NVIDIA, everything is going according to plan. Beyond setting records, NVIDIA announced a change in how it will report revenue for its businesses. Going forward, NVIDIA will attribute revenue to two market platforms, data center and edge computing. NVIDIA said the new reporting framework will better reflect, quote, its current and future growth drivers, end quote. The data center segment will have two sub-markets called hyperscale and AI clouds, industrial and enterprise, or ACIE, which we'll call AC. The hyperscale category will include revenue from public cloud companies and consumer internet companies. The AC segment will include revenue from, quote, AI purpose-built data centers and AI factories across industries and countries, end quote. By making this change, NVIDIA is providing more detail by market for its data center business. Prior to this change, NVIDIA split data center revenue into compute and networking, as seen in a financial filing from NVIDIA's fourth quarter of 2026. NVIDIA's revenue from GeForce GPUs will be bucketed along with several other businesses that have nothing to do with consumers. We think this is architected to hide the decline, which we already know to be happening thanks to our in-depth investigation into the downfall of PC DIY and even pre-built PC industries. Those interviews with on-record numbers are coming up in a separate documentary, and you will definitely want to be back for that because we got a ton of companies to go on record sharing all kinds of finances and revenue numbers that they normally don't because they are that desperate in the consumer-facing business. So these are not companies that control the RAM and storage prices. It's just people who are collateral damage from what the data center business is doing to those prices. NVIDIA now won't separate its gaming, though, from robots.
Who doesn't want their own R2-D2 growing up with them?
Or cars, which, to be clear, Jensen is not. Jensen is not a car. He is not a car. We are not a car.
We are not. We're not a car. We are not a car.
He is also definitely not a loser.
You're not talking to somebody who woke up a loser. I don't think United States is a loser. Our industry is not a loser.
In NVIDIA's CFO commentary on its earnings report, the company attributed the increased revenue in edge computing to, quote, robust Blackwell workstation demand, end quote, but slower consumer PC demand was, quote, tempered by elevated memory and system prices, end quote. The tempered demand for consumer PCs won't surprise anyone, much less NVIDIA. Last quarter, NVIDIA admitted that so-called supply constraints would be a headwind to its gaming business this year. NVIDIA's reporting changes are significant here and stand to illustrate and betray where NVIDIA's priorities are. We've been talking about this for a while now in this space, but a lot of it's been connecting dots to try and make the point. And now NVIDIA has just drawn a straight line for us. And what they're doing now, Jensen and NVIDIA alike, is we think building the groundwork to finalize the anticipated broader move away from consumer PCs and consumer computing towards AI. And this sound, you know, we've been talking about this, but this is a big deal, the announcement that they've made, because the thing we've been concerned about is a lack of affordability and maybe some competition from cloud gaming as they stop serving the cheap market for gaming GPUs. This, however, they're going further to say, no, just computing, period. Like, fuck gaming, it's just computing, meaning every aspect of using a computer. That's the ambition of just moving gaming to the cloud is not enough for NVIDIA anymore. Now it has to be everything. And that's what this earnings report change is telling us. It's communicating it very clearly. A few days before earnings, Jensen spoke actually about this. He spoke about personal computing and it being a thing of the past, and instead said that personal AI would be the way forward.
We're now seeing the beginning of course, AI in the cloud, and that's going to continue to grow, but we're also going to see personal AI. Instead of personal computers, we want personal AI.
But Jensen took his personal AI comment a step further in the earnings call and said that AI agents need their own personal computers.
Yesterday's computing was largely about personal computing. In the future, it's going to be about personal AI. The world has a billion users, human users. My sense is that the world is going to have billions of agents. Not today. I mean, we're going to grow into it, but it will have billions of agents. And those billions of agents will all use tools. And those tools are going to be like, you know, like PCs, just like us humans using PCs today. In the future, you'll have an agent using PC.
Ah, yes, the AI agents will have their own personal computers in the future, and us humans will, well, you could give money to a hyperscaler, have an AI agent, and then that has the computer, so you could use the computer through the agent. Clip this and play it back in a couple years when that starts to happen. Like, seriously, people are going to call me a conspiracy theorist, and I'm going to say, oh, Steve, he's so hyperbolic, and yet somehow the things that I say when the hat is on, they seem to happen sometimes. I should take this off when I say those things. Maybe it's not blocking the waves coming in. Maybe it's projecting the waves, and it's making gaming will be NVIDIA's focus in the future. But yes, the AI agents, they'll have computers.
Everyone will have an AI assistant. There's no question about that. Just as you all have your own phones and we have our own laptops, in the future we'll all have our own AI assistants. And that's a foregone conclusion. We would like to have this AI stay with us our entire life and remember every single conversation we've ever had with it, right?
But with the plans to move AI to agents that have PCs, it seems like the AI assistants will live on in our devices while we toil away in the mines trying to make enough money from the grind to support the electricity bill, the power cost, and the subscriptions. And it starts to sound less to me like it's an AI assistant and more like you're assisting the AI at that point. Like, at what point are we just eventually on a track to become indentured servants of AI, by which I mean the trillion-dollar companies that own and run and operate everything, because we're already, people that is, subsidizing energy infrastructure buildouts because the grid is insufficient to handle the demand that is currently projected to be online for data centers. We are subsidizing the companies with billions of dollars in tax breaks, billions of dollars in property tax breaks, while people are paying more in taxes. I wonder why. And we're subsidizing handouts for AI companies and purchases of companies associated with making AI by the government, 10% roughly for Intel, for example. That's where we're going, it seems like. It does seem like it's constructing a tech, I guess, feudalism maybe, of functionally, I don't know if indentured servitude is like quite the right comparison, or like a sharecropping, except it's a share of the computer. There's an analogy there. Maybe you all can help me complete it in the comments. But NVIDIA is no longer a gaming company. This is something that they have been projecting. They already talked about previously how they're no longer a graphics company. Now they've gone a step further and just completed that circle for us. And we've known this as consumers functionally because you can feel it, but now they're not even pretending anymore. Today, NVIDIA's concerns are with telling people that chips aren't being illegally diverted to China.
And there's no evidence of any AI chip diversion.
Every so often somebody says, you know, these GPUs are being smuggled. I really would love to see it.
Even though Supermicro's leadership recently found themselves indicted for smuggling billions of dollars of GPUs via decoys during inspection, and within a day of NVIDIA's recent earnings, the Taiwanese government, and this is news, announced raids of 12 locations associated with NVIDIA GPU smuggling. When we went on the ground in July last year to uncover the AI GPU black market, NVIDIA's public responses to other media following in the timing, our August report, continually stated that it does not believe smuggling exists. I really don't mean for this to be an I told you so for us. I genuinely don't. Like, that's not the intent of this to boost us. However, we have been continually proven right over the past several months about GPU smuggling, I think, where NVIDIA, for them, it was There's no evidence of chip diversion. It's not a tiny little potato chip you can just put in your pocket and fly to another country. They're heavy. They weigh as much as a bunch of elephants to transport. We have 0% market share in China. Like, that's what NVIDIA's been saying. Fake news, literally, one of their actual comments is the phrase fake news now. This is where they're at with this type of stuff. And meanwhile, there have been multiple indictments, arrests, charges over billions of dollars of diverted GPUs, and now raids. The recent raid cracked down on what we reported last year, which is that Taiwan and Singapore have companies within them that act as go-betweens for export-controlled NVIDIA hardware and Chinese companies, we think, based on our research. Meanwhile, NVIDIA has gotten deeper in bed with military contractors like Palantir and with the US government itself. Yet it cautions that AI shouldn't be connected with nuclear bombs.
We want to make sure that America, we want to make sure that everybody benefits from AI. Everybody should have AI. Nobody should have nuclear bombs. Can you guys agree with that? And so, okay. And so, young man, thank you for triggering me.
Which is probably because at some point you do hit the line where the U.S. government might say, oh, you think they can be used for that? No. No more exports to anyone for the really high-end stuff or something. NVIDIA's move to report gaming revenue alongside its middling other businesses at best. Automotive, for example, robotics, AI RAN, where they'll maybe make a breakthrough somewhere, but these are small sectors for NVIDIA, and workstations, means that NVIDIA is definitely not interested in promoting gaming as a standalone business anymore. We think it is trying to obfuscate the decline in gaming, which of course it's causing by its other focuses. And GeForce GPUs are simply part of NVIDIA's edge computing line now, which really relegates them to increasingly a dustbin of history, I guess. We think NVIDIA sees gaming as a legacy business at this point. And when describing the company's history in financial forms, NVIDIA itself says, quote, fueled by the sustained demand for exceptional 3D graphics and the scale of the gaming market, NVIDIA has leveraged its GPU architecture to create platforms for scientific computing, AI, data science, autonomous vehicles, robotics, and digital twin applications. NVIDIA is now a data center scale AI infrastructure company reshaping all industries, end quote. NVIDIA wants the world to see it as a transformational AI and data center company, and NVIDIA wants to dominate the global AI infrastructure buildout. As a result, gaming for NVIDIA has become a footnote. And gaming, unfortunately, because it's a form of entertainment and art, it's easy for especially mainstream types of people to kind of look at it and go, gaming's for children. I think that's kind of it gets brushed off a lot of the time by people who don't really understand the importance of it and community that it builds and the relief it gives from just life. And that makes it easier for people to just brush it aside. But for those people, I would say, it's just not true, but two, gaming as a revenue indicator for a company like NVIDIA is also an indicator of home computing. It's a marker for it. And if gaming is in decline, then so too is home computing. And that's what we've been saying. But now NVIDIA is saying it. And that, we think, is remarkable. So that's going to be it for this one. We've got a ton of stuff coming up. I actually spoke with Der Bauer about this. I don't know if we'll include any clips in here, but that will, in the very least, be in our upcoming deep dive investigation interview series on the impact and the downfall of the personal computing market as a result of data centers, AI, RAM prices, all that stuff. So that's coming up. Subscribe for that. Please check back manually as well, just in case you don't get served the video, because that's a big one for us, and we can use your support on it. It dives deep into all this stuff. But that'll be it on NVIDIA's change of reporting.
People ask, where's the money coming from?
It's significant. This stuff, it signals a lot to us. So subscribe for more. Go to store.gamersaccess.net to support us directly by grabbing, for example, some of our projects and soldering mats. We have blue, red, yellow, green, and a light gray. That's pretty new and been very popular lately. You can use those for all kinds of projects. Or you can grab one of our PC building mod mats. And of course, we've got gaming dice. If you're going the tabletop gaming route with e-waste inductors embedded in one of the sets and Snowflake the Cat in the other. That's it. Thanks for watching. We have a ton more coming up and Computex in about a week. And we'll see you all next time.